This is St. Louis Public Radio. In most cities, it's not hard to find science outreach events where researchers might share the latest on Earth-sized exoplanets or the intelligence of octopuses. But for those who live away from universities and science museums, those opportunities are hard to come by. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke to a student at the University of Missouri-Columbia who's trying to change that by bringing science to rural towns.
Mizzou PhD candidate Ariana Soldati spends most of her time studying volcanic rocks in the basement of the school's Geological Sciences building.
So these are samples that I collect in the field. They are basaltic rocks, so it's lava that comes out from a volcano.
She happened to have some of these rocks with her while she was stuck in an airport in New York.
And our flight got delayed, and then it got delayed again, and it turned into a really long evening at the airport, and I had these cool rocks with me, so I just opened up my suitcase, and I started talking to the people next to me, to the airline attendant, and everybody was excited. You know, most people have never seen lava before, so it's a really cool experience, and they had a ton of questions, and we had a good time, and the delay went by definitely faster than usual.
That desire to share her work with the public led her to create Science on Wheels. Basically, Mizzou graduate students travel to rural towns and present on a variety of scientific topics.
The majority of people in Missouri do not live in Columbia or St. Louis or Kansas City. They live in the many other small communities that there are in the state. I really wanted to do something for that part of the population that we typically do not reach.
The band of graduate students have so far presented in Fulton, Tipton, and Jefferson City. Soldati says the presentations have to be incredibly accessible.
I have to keep in mind all the time that people who speak my scientific language are almost all in this building. And so I cannot go out to the general public and just start going off about thermocouples and spindles and RPMs because this does not really have a lot of meaning to them if I don't make it understandable. The point of Science on Wheels is really to tell people why what we study is relevant to them. So for example, you know, for me it's volcanology, and why would someone who is a farmer care about any of this, you know, other than the fact that it's interesting, which of course is a good reason. Well, for example, one thing that I could talk about is the fact that volcanic ash is something that fertilizes the soil. It's something that contains a lot of key elements like phosphorus that farmers know about because they're the same ones that they check for when they buy the fertilizer that they use in their crops.
The events are family friendly, but Soldati says she really wants to reach out to adults.
Because they are the group that is usually left behind in this kind of outreach events. Most of them are for children, which of course is very important, but after you're done with school, if you do not go into science yourself, as an adult, you may never hear about science again until you have children.
What do you think people get out of attending Science on Wheels?
Well, I think it's their first chance to interact with scientists. Scientists are cool people, they're friendly, and they come in all different shapes. I mean, when people think of scientists, even nowadays, they tend to think of a middle-aged white man, and we're not all like that. You know, there's a lot of women in science, and there's a lot of foreigners like myself in science.
Soldati will earn her PhD next spring, but she hopes that Science on Wheels continues after she graduates, because everyone, regardless of where they are, should get a chance to feed their minds. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.